Welcome to Lola's Frugal Life Podcast. If you're on a mission to be more frugal with both your time and money, you're in the right place. In this podcast, we talk about topics that help enhance living a frugal lifestyle. The goal is to save time and money where we can so that we can use the rest on what matters most to us. We talk a lot about both time and money management so that we can waste as little as possible on both. We do this while also embracing a progress over perfection mindset. If that sounds good to you, then please stick around for the latest episode right after a few quick words from our sponsor.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to my weekly meal plan episode. If you're new here, this is a quick episode that I share every Wednesday that shares my family's meal plan with you for the upcoming week. I do a blog post that goes along with this, which is on my website at lolasfrugallife.com, where you can find links to any of the recipes that I share. I just do this because I think maybe it might motivate some people to get their meal plan together or give you some ideas for a recipe that sounds like something you might like to make. So this week's meal plan starts on Saturday, April 13th. For Saturday, I'm making chicken franchise. This is from dinneratthezoo.com. This is your typical stovetop chicken franchise. You dredge the chicken in flour and then egg, or vice versa. I always forget the order. Yeah, I think it's flour and then egg. And then it has you create a lemon, butter, olive oil type sauce. It's really good. I'm going to serve that with some angel hair pasta. For Sunday, I'm going to be doing baked ziti, which is from allrecipes.com. It's the recipe is baked ziti Roma No. 02. It's just your very basic baked ziti recipe, ziti pasta, ricotta cheese, mozzarella cheese, egg, and sauce. And then we're going to do Chef John's Italian meatballs, which is also from allrecipes.com. This is an oven-baked meatball, and they're really so easy to make, and I think they come out really good. So that's usually what I always make. For Monday, I'm going to be doing Jenny O's best ever meatloaf. This is a recipe that calls for turkey meatloaf. You could probably make it with regular ground beef and it should be fine. It's just we've always made it with turkey. That's what my kids were used to from when they were growing up. So that's the recipe they like. And then I'm just going to do shells and cheese on the side, like box shells and cheese and some frozen vegetables on the side with that, whatever I happen to have on hand. For Tuesday, we're doing Chipotle night. We do this every so often on our Tuesday, which is like a taco night meal rotation of different Mexican style recipes. So for Chipotle night, I just make some broiled chicken and I put out some like avocado, shredded cheese, salsa, black beans, brown rice, all that type of stuff. And everyone can make their own Chipotle bowls. For Wednesday, we do some type of seafood usually. So this week we're doing easy shrimp scampi recipe. This is a really quick and easy shrimp scampi that you make in a frying pan. It's just really very easy. You basically just cook up the shrimp and then you make like a sauce with like white wine and I think butter and olive oil. And then you basically just put the shrimp back in. And then I make linguine to go on the side with that. So that's a nice easy meal. For Thursday, I'm making sausage and peppers for a dozen. This is from Campbell's.com. This is really, really easy. It's so funny because I never even realized that this recipe was meant to bake in the oven until I think an episode or like a few episodes, not an episode or two ago, but a while back. The last time I made this and I had it on the podcast and I was actually looking at the recipe instructions and it tells you how to bake it in the oven. And the funny thing is I never make this in the oven. I always make it in the crock pot. I just never even look at the instructions because I guess I've just been doing that for so long that I never realized it's actually an oven recipe. But what I do is I just put the sausage and sauce and peppers and onions in the crock pot and let it cook all day. And it comes out so good and it's so easy. And then at night, sometimes the last time we made sandwiches with it, this time I'm just going to serve it like as a side with some ravioli. I got some frozen ravioli from this place near us that's really good. It's like one of those like, I don't know, like a farm market type thing. And they have like those really like fancy raviolis you can get in like the little freezer area. So we had gotten a box of those a while back that I've been saving. So I thought that would be perfect to go with the sausage and peppers, and I could just use the sauce from that to put on the ravioli. And then Friday, it's hamburgers again. We do that every other Friday. So I just cook up some hamburgers with some ground beef, just make some patties and cook them up. Soon it'll be nice enough to start cooking them out on the grill again. And then I'm just going to do oven fresh seasoned potato wedges, which is from allrecipes.com. That's just a really quick potato recipe. You don't have to peel the potatoes. You just slice them into wedges and you mix them up in a Ziploc bag with some olive oil, Parmesan cheese seasonings, and bake them in the oven. It goes really good with the hamburgers. And then I'll just do a can of pork and beans. So that is it for this week's meal plan. Like I said, this is hopefully just a little bit of motivation for you, because I find meal planning so beneficial to my life for saving money and time management and everything else. So I encourage you to try it, or at least get one or two nights planned if you can. Like I said, you can find this whole meal plan and also the meal plans for every other week that I do this episode. They're all on my blog at lolasfrugallife.com. And I thank you so much for listening, and I will see you back here next week. So thank you for checking in for this podcast episode. And don't forget, you can always email me with any questions or suggestions at lolasfrugallife@gmail.com. You can follow me on Instagram and Facebook at lolasfrugallife. And you can find a blog post for most of my episodes, and definitely all of my meal plan episodes, at lolasfrugallife.com. You can also join our private listeners group at facebook.com/groups/lolasfrugallife. And if you enjoy the show, please make sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, or wherever you listen from. And I would love it if you would screenshot the show and tag me on Instagram so I could see you're listening. Also, if you can please take a couple of seconds to rate and review the podcast, those ratings and reviews are what help the show come up better in search results so that other people can find this podcast. So that will really help me in growing my audience. So that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you have an awesome day.